Well, hello there, my beautiful friends. So, I have cancer and I have been doing chemotherapy for, I've had two treatments that are 2 weeks apart, and I'm about to go in for my third treatment on Thursday, and it has been really freaking hard. Like, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I had to shave my head because my hair was falling out on Sunday, and that I think was the hardest part, and it was the thing that I was dreading the most, and it was the thing that I thought that I couldn't get past. And I did it, and my husband really showed up for me in that moment, and I randomly am grateful for that moment because it bonded me to my husband in a way that only that experience could have done. And it kind of like shook us to start saying the things that needed to be said and start seeing the other person for who they really truly are, like their best nature and how much love we have for each other. And I think I'm really grateful for that. You know, I think, you know, as sometimes we can get into this like negative mode with our spouses and be in victim mode a lot and be complaining. And if we get into that like rhythm, it almost becomes so normal that we can't get out of the story that we've created for our partner about who they are. And, you know, I had some stories that weren't really serving me about some insecurities that I had. You know, when I first got diagnosed, I was like, I like looked at my husband and I was like, I do not want to stand in front of you bald. Like, I can't do it. Like, I don't want to go through that. And I was so weirdly insecure about that. And I'm sorry that I'm being so honest. And my superpower is kind of my ability to be honest and be seen and be vulnerable. And, I learned that when I went to musical theater school, and they teach you how to feel emotion, and they teach you that, you know, part of the human experience is being able to connect with humans with emotions. And so I tell the truth, and sometimes the truth is not the best, but when people tell the truth, I feel that it has the biggest impact on people's lives. And so, you know, I was losing every part of myself that I had created to, you know, make me feel like totally unstoppable and impenetrable and hot and all the things, right? Like, I work hard to create the version of me that, like I work hard to present myself well and look good, and I'm disciplined, and like I love myself for the discipline. And when my femininity, it felt like, was being ripped away from me, I almost had to like look at myself in the face and say, you claim to be so confident, and are you really? And you know, it was so nice to be able to have that moment with my husband where he was looking at me and playing Kanye West as they were shaving my head, and it was the worst freaking thing ever. And he was like, it's okay, babe, it's okay. And I've never felt more beautiful in that moment. And I will never be the same with my husband from that moment. Like, I feel so seen in a way that I would have never been able to experience had I not gone through that. And, you know, it was like, it was just so real and raw, and it was so beautiful. And it's like, when you're sitting in the shiz of your life, the miracles come when you can find the beauty, and you can find the gratitude, and you can find your soul, and you can find the light. And, you know, I came home after shaving my head, and I had to shave my head because my hair was falling out. And every time my hair was falling out, I felt like my body was like would throw up because it was just so emotionally like awful. Like even thinking about it kind of makes my stomach hurt. And so it was coming out in chunks, and like, I was like, okay, like if Raleigh will come with me, I can do that. And I needed my husband in that moment. And, then when I came home, my little babies were scared of me for a minute. And like my little Wells was like really confused and really scared. And he was like, wait, what just happened? And it was so painful. But then my little 8-year-old, who I am very proud to be her mom. I am very proud of the way that I have mothered her, and I have created this sense of confidence within her, that she reflected back to me when I needed it. And she came home from school, and she, you know, after the first day after I had my shaved head, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't go in public. And like, I was like feeling self-conscious, and my little 8-year-old came home, and she was like, where's my bald mommy? And I had a scarf on my head, and she ripped the scarf off my head, and she kissed my head, and she said, and she just like, it was like, what just happened? She just loved me, and she just like thought I was the best. And she was like, where's my bald mom? Like, she was proud of me. It was almost like her spirit knew what to say to me in that moment, and she reflected back to me the confidence that I had taught her of like, how do you feel, and how, what do you want to think, and who cares what everybody else thinks? How do you feel? How does that dress make you feel? It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what daddy thinks. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. It matters how you present yourself, because people are going to think whatever they want about you, and that doesn't matter. What do you think about yourself when you're by yourself? That is all that matters. And, you know, when she did that, I was like, freak yeah. Like, I am going to show Navy how unstoppable she can be. And she taught me that, and I taught her that. And it was just like this really amazing, beautiful moment, where my daughter just like loved me so fiercely, and she was proud of me, and she like didn't see anything different. And I don't even know how she did that. She is amazing. And so, I went to the wig store, and I was trying on these wigs, and I just did not feel like myself. Like, I didn't like it. It was so weird, because my hair was so beautiful and so amazing. Like, it was real, and it was thick, and it was long. And like, my hair has always been a big part of my identity. Even when I was born with bright blonde hair, and the doctors told my mom, like, I've never seen a baby with this much hair. And, my hair was always so soft and straight, and like, it honestly is like, I loved my hair so much. And so when I was going and trying on these wigs, it just didn't feel like me. And I found one that was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the best wig, and I'm going to, you know, like, I want the human hair. They're like, this is the Tesla of wigs, which is so funny, because I call my meal plan the Tesla protocol for like turning your body into a Tesla. And then they're like, this is the Tesla wig, is what they told me. I was like, of course it's called that. So I try it on, and it's, again, it just didn't feel like me, even though it was human hair. And they're like, you can glue this to your head and all this stuff. And I'm just like, okay. And I go to pay for it, and they're like, okay, it's really expensive. I'm like, I know. I'm like, people warned me about that. It's like $2,000 or something. And they're like, it's actually $4,500. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so I ordered the wig. And as I was walking out, it really kind of like frustrated me that the wigs were so expensive, because I'm in a position where I can pay for it because I've worked my butt off, but like, that sucks. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm returning the wig, and I am going to be bald, and I am going to show up as like, I'm not going to hide, and I'm not going to feel any less beautiful, because I freaking love myself for what I'm doing. And the only person that can show myself that love and show my daughter the example of that love is me. And I love myself. I love myself so much, and not in a braggy way, but I hope that everybody loves themselves. How do you feel about yourself when you're by yourself? And when I'm by myself, I look in the mirror and I say, Carly, I am so proud of you. And I love you so much. This has been so hard. And you have shown up and you have apologized when still through this, when people, you know, when people would have probably said, oh, she can act however she wants or whatever. Like, I've recognized when I've done things wrong and I've apologized even when I don't need to. And I have tried to stay out of victim mode, even though people would expect me to be in it and wouldn't judge me for that or whatever. Like, I have chosen to still keep my light and fight for my light and fight for my fierceness and show up for myself and show up for my family and show up for my husband. And I love myself for that. I love who I am. I really do. And loving yourself completely is a process, and it starts by really seeing what kind of thoughts you're allowing to stay in your brain. And when you see a thought that is kind of ugly, you don't judge yourself for it, but you're like, if I were to operate under the assumption that I'm choosing every single thought in my head, would I choose this? Would I choose this? And if you really sit down and like write down all of the things that you truly think about yourself, say, why would I be choosing this? And a lot of times it's not your fault. It is just your brain making sense of things from when you were a child and when you didn't have this adult brain. And so make sure that you are not operating on the programming from your childhood. Are you having an adult brain, or are you acting with a child brain? Maybe it's time for an upgrade. Are you upgrading to the version of yourself that you want to create, because you are creating your life and you are creating yourself? And it starts with what you think about yourself when you're by yourself. And I have learned that you can change your thought patterns by first recognizing them and then showing yourself so much love and compassion when you are kind of diving into your brain, and show up for yourself. Be like, well, of course I'm thinking that, because when I was five, this happened and I learned it there. And, you know, when I think that the best work that anybody can ever do is thought work, and really figuring out what's going on in their brain. And I love books like The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And I love the way that I coach people. I love figuring out how the brain works. And like, I want to keep doing that. And I don't know what the plan is for me, but I am here for it. And I am kind of surrendering to whatever God needs me to do and whatever my spirit is needing me to do, because I love helping people and I love helping women see how amazingly powerful they are, especially with their bodies and especially with their minds. And, you know, we're creators, we're creating our life. And I'm still fierce, even though I have no hair, because I choose to think that I am, and I choose to allow my brain to only allow thoughts of fierceness to stay. And if I need a human moment, I observe it as, well, this is fear Carly. This is like little baby Carly trying to have a tantrum. And I allow baby Carly to come and have a tantrum and say, this isn't fair and I'm scared and like, ah, right? And then I give her a hug mentally and I'm like, I get it. And then I start to manage my mind and be an adult of my mind. Whenever you're acting out of fear, that is never something that you want to listen to. And if I were to act in fear right now, my emotional state and the emotional state of my body to fight this cancer would be awful. So I am choosing faith. I am choosing that. And I'm choosing that by really like finding quiet moments with myself. And I take an inventory of what thoughts are trying to be in my awareness and be in my consciousness. And I take a lot of deep breaths and I say, hey, Car, you are awesome. And this is really hard. And it's okay to be scared. And we're going to allow the scared feeling to be here for 30 minutes and you're going to feel it so that it doesn't try and creep up and you're going to experience the fear. And then that's going to wash over you like a wave because you're willing to experience it. And then that is not allowed to stay. And so that's kind of my process right now. Just like figuring out what I want to make things mean so I can think, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever, or finally a worthy opponent, finally the opportunity for me to evolve. And I want to think that, and I can think that when the chemo kind of like gets out of my body, like the chemo really hurts and it really sucks and it doesn't feel good. And you know, like that's kind of part of the human experience. Are you willing to feel the negative parts of life? And if you're willing to feel that, then they wash over you like a wave, and then you can find joy as well. And you don't say, why do I have to do this? And why did I have to go through that? You're just like, oh, this is what chemo feels like. Moving on, right? And I learned that because of the work that I've done on my body and on my mind and what I've done for my clients. And I'm proud of myself for that. So I guess I'm giving you permission to love yourself so fiercely today. Like, show up for yourself. Don't beat yourself down, because you're creating that and you're choosing that. And a lot of times we just didn't know we had a choice, but we're adults now, and you do. You have a choice. You have a choice what you want to make things mean. You have a choice about what you want to make things mean. And right now, the chemo sucks and I don't want to do it. And I am making it mean that I'm grateful that I get to be alive, but it sucks. And I'm willing to feel the suck to be alive for my kids. And I'm willing to still find the happy moments, and I'm willing to find the light, and I'm willing to create happy moments through the darkness. But sometimes you got to step into the darkness, and you got to find people that will love you through the dark times and won't judge you for your freakouts. So that's all. Love you. Bye.